The Senate today blocked consideration of a proposed constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. Republican backers of the measure, which would need two-thirds approval by the Senate, failed to muster a simple majority in today's test vote, but conservatives vow they'll keep pushing for a nationwide gay marriage ban. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The Republican leaders who brought the federal marriage amendment to the Senate floor knew they did not have the votes needed for final passage, even before spending four legislative days on the issue. The 48 votes they got today fell short of the 60 needed to begin final consideration of the proposal, and far short of the 67 votes needed to pass a constitutional amendment. Orrin Hatch, the Republican chair of the Judiciary Committee, pleaded for support just before today's vote.
I want to make it clear that nobody wants to discriminate against gays. We, simply put, want to preserve traditional marriage.
Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy, who led the charge against the constitutional change, said today's so-called cloture vote was really about whether bigotry would be written into the Constitution.
Gay and lesbian Americans across the nation are looking to the Senate today to see whether this body is going to brand them as inferiors in our society. Those of us who vote against cloture recognize the fullness of their worth and their citizenship.
Six Republicans joined all but three Democrats in voting against the procedural motion. Arizona Republican John McCain was one of them.
I know passions run very high on this issue. Americans who support the federal marriage amendment do so very forcefully. They want this vote. But they should also know, and we should make sure they do know, that it will never be adopted until many more Americans feel as strongly as they do.
After the vote, Oregon Republican Gordon Smith said the time may not have come for the definition of marriage he'd like to see in the Constitution.
I think there is a legitimate issue of whether this is ripe yet at the federal level.
Democratic Senators John Kerry and John Edwards both planned to oppose the constitutional amendment if it came to a final vote. Neither came to the Senate today for the cloture vote, but both issued statements applauding the outcome. President Bush issued a statement saying he was deeply disappointed the Senate had, in his words, temporarily blocked the measure. Matt Daniels of the Alliance for Marriage, the main group pushing for the amendment, said he was not surprised by today's outcome.
It came out exactly as expected. And this is the beginning, not the end. This will continue until either the courts invoke the Constitution to strike down our marriage laws or the American people amend it to preserve marriage.
The House plans to take up legislation next week barring federal courts from considering the legality of gay marriage. A constitutional ban on such marriages may still come up in that chamber in September. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.